China's Consumer Price Index, a main gauge of inflation, has risen 6.1% year-on-year in September. That's 0.1% down from the 6.2% in August. September is the second month of easing from July's peak of 6.5%, which was a 37-month high, and that was considerably higher than the Chinese government's target of 4% for this year. However, the slowdown didn't bring down the high food prices, which rose 13.4%, and the price of pork climbed the most, more than 43%. Wang Jun is a fellow researcher at China Center for International Economic Exchanges. He says the hike in food prices is partly because of the two holidays, the Mid-Autumn Festival and last week's National Day holiday. But he adds that high food prices are not going to change the easing trend of the CPI numbers.
随着这个经济这个增速的下行，通胀呢也是处于一个下行的一个通道。
The speed of economic growth is slowing down, so the inflation should follow suit. The government measures adopted earlier to ease inflation are starting to work. In September, a new factor contributing to the CPI numbers is high vegetable prices. Apart from that, the prices of other products are decreasing, so September's CPI continue to ease.
But in the meantime, some economists say the pressure of inflation is still high.
总体来讲，通货膨胀仍然处于一个高位运行。
The inflation rate is still at a high gear. We should not forget that September's CPI is 0.5% higher than the number of August. That's against expectations that the third quarter index would go down.
That's Cao Honghui from the Financial Research Department of the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences. He says the producer price index, a main gauge of inflation at the wholesale level, rose 6.5% year-on-year in September, and that has been driven food prices high.
由于上游这个原材料成本啊，以及人工成本的上涨啊。
The high prices of the raw materials and labors are taking a toll on the food prices, and in the short term, they are not going down.
So that means the Chinese government will continue its policies to curb inflation. A case in point, the government has reduced the prices for gasoline and diesel by 0.22 yuan per gallon and 0.26 yuan per gallon, respectively. However, researcher Wang Jun says we're going to see a few adjustments to the tightening policies due to the slowdown of the overall global economy.
We probably shouldn't keep tightening the current monetary policy and should loosen it up on certain fronts. That can help those small and medium-sized businesses and the cash-strapped banks to tide over, which is totally necessary.
For CRI, I'm Shen Chengcheng.